When it comes to trading, remember, all of us are trying something new out of our comfort zone. So in order to master a new concept, we have to go back to basics, genesis. How do we do our professional daily habits to get us our end results to get paid at the end of the day? It's the same mindset and same approach, but it's very easy said than done. It's down to a decision.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. Hey everybody, welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. Today's episode is part two of our interview with John Ozzie, an incredibly successful and knowledgeable Forex trader. In these episodes, he outlines the mindset that it will take to become successful and the intensity you'll need to trade with to become profitable. Hope you enjoy. With that, John Ozzie. I think a part of that that applies to us is, as day traders, is really accepting and even taking pride in the pain that comes with trading, because it's only through that, to a certain extent, through that background stuff that no one sees, right? It's taking joy in that stuff that eventually kind of molds you into this kind of legendary character, like we all want to be. I think everybody wants to be a legend. Especially, in the things that you're passionate about.
Yeah, definitely. To touch on that now, that's a good point. John Wick, let's look at physical and mental conditioning. He's always physically prepared for whatever the situation, just as you said. Now, let's look at it from a trading perspective. You have to eat well. Very important. You have to exercise, hit the gym, go for a walk, go for a hike. More importantly, get enough rest. A healthy body supports a healthy mindset. Always following a process. John Wick is very flawless. He executes flawlessly. Trading. Focus on your trading plan. The results will always follow the process, whether you like it or not. But if you're doing a process and you're disciplined to follow your own process, you get the result. But remember, in the working environment, why do people get fired? Why do people get disciplinaries? Because you're not following the process that's set out to you to do your job. Your job is to turn up, follow a process, and get paid. You're exchanging your time for money. And in order to get the money, you need to follow a process within the time constraint that's given to you, right? So I can only sum it down to discipline plus a set of rules, which is your process, minus the emotional well-being, mindset, feeling. That's the key to success. That's the blueprint. Your discipline plus your process, taking away your emotions, it gives you a successful trading career and exponential growth, and it gives you a skill set that can't be taken away from you. You can print finite money for life because it's a skill set. It's what you know. It's not what can be taken away from you. And the only thing you got to protect is your mindset. And what I said earlier, I don't believe in therapy for traders to a certain level. And a lot of people hate me for this, because how do you divide your emotional mindset? Your psychological mindset when you're trading and your emotional mindset when you're at home and personal trauma. There has to be a separation. And this is why I refer to billions now. When you look at the character Wendy Rhodes, see how she relates with traders. And it comes back to the same concept. Their discipline to follow their process, which is a set of rules, the discipline to execute those rules. And Wendy Rose is there to help them manage their emotional mindset to give them the exponential results, to keep them to be top performing traders, just like Michael Jordan. How does Michael Jordan stay on point to deliver every single night? It's a process, right? Discipline to being with a strict diet. Discipline to be taking X amount of shots. Look at Steph Curry now. You got the likes of this new generation of NBA players. It's different. We're seeing games going over 200-300 points combined together. People can actually shoot the basketball. For the first time, I actually enjoy watching the New York Knicks. I enjoy watching the Los Angeles Clippers. Back in the day, in the 90s, the Clippers were nothing. So we're coming to a time now where people's emotional mindset, their psychological mindset, is now managed to give you optimum results. And there's a separation. That's why we see a lot of people going into yoga now. We see a lot of NLP gurus. We see a lot of these Buddhists. We see a lot of people. A lot of people are investing in protecting that psychological mindset because this is what makes them money. So therapy is for everybody, but what sort of therapy is right for you in what you're doing to complement your why? This is the problem now. This is why I believe it's not everybody you let into your head to protect yourself from yourself. That's one asset you've got. When it comes to trading, your mindset, your decision making, that's the asset. Because your decision to take money off the table and leave it is the end result, right? So if you let somebody into your head and you get confused now, and you're now questioning your own ability to perform at the highest level, that's dangerous.
We just did a episode on literally a couple days ago. It hasn't published yet, but we're talking, it'll be published by the time this episode comes out, about trading with like the dangers of trading with people, and the dangers of kind of being too involved on social media and looking at too much stuff, because it is really easy to get in your own head and question your own skills and your own, it's really tough, if not impossible, to trade with somebody because of that. You can kind of commiserate together, and you can give advice afterwards and help you look through each other's trade journal and stuff like that. But trading in the moment with people, or getting too much advice from online, it's in my opinion, it's done nothing. It does nothing but hurt me, because it makes me question my own ability.
Oh, definitely, 100%. Let's look at another point. John Wick again. You learn from every fight. There are four movies, right? Each movie had an assassin, a main boss from the table, right? He took out all four. First, killed a nephew. Then the set number two starts, "Oh, John Wick, he killed my nephew. Oh, this and that. What happened to him?" Then we had number three. Then we had number four. Now, every movie, every fight, he analyzes his opponent. You learn and improve. John Wick did not get slower, he got better. So as a trader now, you have to assess what can you control and what can't you control. What you can control, focus on that. And what where that control comes from now is strategy, risk, and mindset. These are things you can control. Strategy, risk, and mindset. And I'll put it down based on John Wick. John Wick invented this new concept for me, ERE, entry, risk, exit. When I get into the market, I'm ready to take out some people, right? I'm ready to take out some pips. I'm ready to get in and get some profit. But when I'm getting in, I'm gonna trade oil, for example, like gold. Gold yesterday shot up like, wait. Yeah, gold done well. But on gold now, I entered into an environment to buy gold. But before I decide to execute on buying gold, if you look at your charts right now, on the daily chart, you're going to see a long wick on the left-hand side. That wick was a liquidity hunt. I was waiting for price to take out that wick. That's me going into an environment knowing I am going to win. Then I put in my risk. If it goes wrong, this is how far I'm willing to take get burnt to see another day. Then I put in my 5R. Not two, five. The reason why I use five, two, I always lock in two by default. But if I don't get five, I'll definitely get three or four. So when I exit that trade, I've already got four times or maximum 5 times what I put in. Scenario number one. Scenario number two, should the market reverse against me, right? My stop loss has moved into my entry. So I'm ending up with two scenarios, zero or exponential profit. So this ERE concept is based on John Wick, my strategy, which I've just told you. 2R to 5R. Risk, how I control the process to get there. My mindset, whatever happens, I'm going to end up with zero or exponential profit. I'm not leaving this battlefield with a gunshot wound. And how do you do that? You dodge, you bend, you leverage, you use your candlestick patterns, you use your time frame, you check the news, you do whatever it takes to protect yourself. So ERE equals strategy risk mindset. But what ERE stands for is your entry to the market, whatever instrument you want to trade, your risk, and your exit, 2R to 5R. It's over. And like I said, this John Wick concept is like Marvel to me now. I'm building on this really big. And I've got results to back it up as well. And this is just me introducing this. I'm sure we're going to have more conversations on this because I've broken down 10 concepts. But like you said, each concept is a topic on its own. But there will be a book coming. I guarantee that.
Oh, there's going to be a book on it.
I've got a book in the works. Listen, you're hearing it first. I've got a book in the works.
Awesome.
It's a digital book. It's a hard copy as well.
Well, when it comes out, we want to be able to, can we do a giveaway to our listeners of this book?
Yeah, it's coming out towards end to around Q4. So I don't want to put
Cool.
prep. It will be done before Q4, but I want to kind of get some feedback and test it
Of
organically.
course.
Sharing, not just be sharing, I'll be talking about. So basically, what I'm giving you now, I've actually taken some excerpts from the book. So based on the feedback I get on this podcast, I can fine tune it. So the book is going to be very unique and different. It's going to be released a digital format. It's going to be a digital format in the sense that it's going to be a workbook. It's going to be a book as a normal book. And there's going to be a website to complement it. There's probably going to be a masterclass on it as well, which I'll do 4 times a year. So basically, this John Wick concept, I'm preparing myself into 25 now. So this is the foundation of a new concept altogether. Every 6 months, there'll be a digital update to this book. So this is now going to be another investment away from trading. It's like intellectual property. I can't call it John Wick because I don't own John Wick. So I'm saying out there, so if you want to go steal my, I don't own the studios anything because I'm just using the
Fortunately, your
concept.
name is John, though, so you can say call it John Ozzie.
I can't call it that as well. That's a bit, there's so many Aussies in Australia too. I can't call it that. So I can't tell you the name for because it's an IP I'm waiting to get cleared. So I can't
Perfect.
tell you the name of the book. I mean the name of the concept, but it's there. But this is an exciting journey, and this is a preview I'm happy to share with you guys. And
Yeah.
believe it or not, I'm bringing you guys on the journey too. So I can't leave you guys out.
Yeah,
But you
of
guys are
course.
part of the journey. So yeah. So
We
this is
well, we'll have to have you back on at the when you drop the book, we'll have you back on. We'll do a giveaway. We'll have to hit it again once you've kind of over this year, you're writing this book and you get everything kind of finalized. And you can get, I really like your emphasis on kind of this mindset because trading is a zero sum game. And I know for me, a lot of times I like in the morning, I'm bleary eyed, I'm tired, and I pull out my laptop and I kind of like casually take a trade or two. And like, that's not what it takes, right? Like, what it takes is this, as the quote goes, it's, I don't know, what is it? Commitment and sheer effing will, essentially. Like it takes this really hardcore mindset of, an assassin. You're going out, you're taking a trade, you're taking trades, but you're doing it with this discipline and with this drive and with this mindset to take no prisoners. I think that's a big part of trading success. It's just hitting it with the right mindset, not taking it casually.
Yeah, that's true. If you look at, take John Wick aside now, remember Bruce Lee? There's this thing with Bruce Lee, the 10,000 kicks concept. Does anyone understand what that means? I fear my kick 10,000 kicks. Apply that to trading. 10,000 kicks. You focus on one strategy. You don't deviate. You're more dangerous doing one strategy 10,000 times than doing 10,000 strategies 10,000 times. Just like Steph Curry, that same clutch shot you do from that arc every single night without fail. You're more dangerous with that clutch shot than shooting from left, right, center at the perimeter. Does that make sense? So it's all down to the same thing we're talking about. Strategy, mindset, and risk. Entry, risk, exit. How do you exit a trade? Oh, Fibonacci, supply and demand. Oh, what's the other one? RSI, MACD. We can name a thousand indicators, right? But no, it's down to your mindset. You decide, okay, there's profit. John, look at this. You got 10,000, you got $1 million. No, you got $1 million, right? $1 million here. That's your exit. You built yourself up to that level of trading and you see 350,000 in profit. The market is fluctuating. News has come out. 350,000 is dropping, going up, dropping 200,000, 301, 350, 250, 150,000, 200,000. What is your mindset? What are you going to do? You know what? Because your mind's not disciplined to seeing that sort of money, you're going to start being panicking. But what will I do? I've never seen this money before. But you know my mindset? I know I'm good enough to get this opportunity again. But what I cannot afford to do is, oh, what if I took, nah, I'm taking that 100 or three straight and repeat it again. So if it goes wrong, guess what? I've got a lifetime ahead of me. How long will it take an average person to earn 300K in an hour or minutes or days or weeks? Not a lot of
No,
people can do.
I love what you bring up about the 10,000 kicks analogy, right? Because a lot of people think that they can just sit down at their computer, watch one or two YouTube videos and be making a bunch of money, right? But it'd be kind of the same thing. It's like watching a, you know, you watch a Bruce Lee movie and then think if you think you can watch one Bruce Lee movie and go out and kick like Bruce Lee or do a 1-inch punch like Bruce Lee or do, you know, a one finger push up. You're never going to be able to do it. Why? Because he spent literally thousands and thousands and thousands of times practicing before he achieved, you know, his level of success. And it's the same way with trading, right? It's not, you're not going to be a winner on your first trade or your second trade or your third trade as an overall, right? You may win your first, second, and third trade. But the only way that you become a successful trader, as you mentioned, is that putting those thousands of reps in so that you can be, you know, you can build that muscle memory.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We can just sell some world professionals in our own right. Yeah. Jordan, you're a specialist in what you do. Levi, you're a specialist in what you do. Now, forget trading. Forget with the years of experience that you've got in your field, you can go to bed, aquia, and oh, I've got this situation. You can do this in your sleep, right? No flinch. Why? Because you've got the years and number of reps under your belt, right? Levi, hey, I've got this problem, this tech problem. Listen, oh, do this, do that, do that, because you're an expert. You know this. But when it comes to trading, remember, all of us are trying something new. This is the key thing. We're trying something new out of our comfort zone. So, in order to master a new concept, we have to go back to basics, genesis. How do we do our professional daily habits to get us our end results to get paid at the end of the day? It's the same mindset and same approach, but it's very easy said than done. Just as I said, you got 300,000, 100,000. Taking it off the table is down to a decision. So I think to sum it all up now, we have to look at the pain factor. If we're exchanging time for money, we want to get that time back. So when we see something that saves us time, for example, if I make $1,000 a day and I've got a trade with $1,000, I'll just take it off the table and repeat the process again. I'll take that as I've taken a shot I missed my mark, but I done damaged. I can still get him again. So I'll take the money away and repeat the process. That's why I said the 10,000 kicks. So either way, I am not losing. I'm winning. And that's the whole point. Always be in the win. And how do you secure the win? Strategy, mindset, and risk, which is equivalent to your entry to any market, any platform. The risk involved, and when you get out, what's your decision? What's your mindset? How do you want to get out? And we can apply this to crypto. Hey, we spoke about earlier. I play in crypto too. I'm not just Mr. Forex. Crypto, Forex, and now stocks. Very soon, I'll be playing in real estate. So, do you see what I'm saying? So we all started a journey, and look at where we are today. We're not even friends. You're not clients. We're actually friends. Can you see the
Right.
transition? And I can put that down to value, support, and respect. Yes, MT5, MT4, the market got disrupted where you couldn't trade Forex. Now we have to deviate. US clients cannot touch Forex instruments. But this is where we've evolved to with the mindset. Well, that's fine. We know how to trade. It's the same concept, which is another topic on its own. MT5 versus the US. And we get into that in another time. But it's not slowed down your journey of investment in trading. And you guys can tell me about that future is what your journey is, because the same principles are the same. It's just a different market.
Yeah, no, it's been a crazy journey the last few months. I mean, goodness, the last couple of years has been a crazy journey, but especially the last few months, I think, especially for the American traders. But hey, it's part of that journey. Every time there is pain and suffering, guess what? We grow from it, right? So the saying, there is truth in the saying that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And we are enjoying, we're enjoying the journey and hoping everyone else that follows this podcast are weathering the ups and downs of trading, which, let's be honest, no matter how long you trade, there's always going to be ups and downs. It's part of the game. But that being said, John, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck on the book. We'll look forward to hearing an update from that. And hey, if there's anyone listening that wants to get a hold of you, like, how do they get a hold of you?
I'm on LinkedIn and, I'm on social media, but I'm not really active on social media. I'm on Twitter, but you see me more actively on LinkedIn. So you're more than welcome to share my details, my contact details, how to reach get me on LinkedIn.
I'll
I'm
put
more
it
on
in the
LinkedIn.
description.
Yeah, I'm more on LinkedIn if anyone wants to contact me. I am very active on LinkedIn, so just shoot me a message. I'll get back to you. That's It's all it is. Or send me a message on Twitter.